Beloved, the Father of Lights is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Noah's excellency of speech by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Enjoy the Spirit.
It's a beautiful morning. I greet every one of you in the name of Jesus. I greet all the pastors in the house and my soul. Pastor Wiley just came in this morning from Ado. I wasn't expecting to see him, but he came all the way. You're welcome in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Well, this morning is a special morning. It's a beautiful day. It was not like this yesterday night. It wasn't like this. I was not sure that the rain will not continue till this Monday. The weather forecast said the rain will start again at 7 and run through the whole day. And I said this will not happen. It will not be good at all. Praise God. It won't happen again. What happened yesterday will happen again. In Jesus' name. I thank God that some people disobeyed me. I just thank God, just thinking back. Because I told them, shut the church and leave when I was going. God knows what the choir was doing. They just went ahead and started doing what they were doing. So I abandoned them and the rain caught them here. Some of them didn't get to home until 10 p.m. Sometimes it's good to obey pastor. Hallelujah. But their disobedience allowed us to solve the problem that happened. Many of you know that the days of Noah came back again. This is the first time. When Pastor Wally said, it has never happened before, and it has never happened before. Never had it. The best we get to get very close to that door and to go back. But yesterday was something else. I think the enemy trying to embarrass us. But he will be punished for that. Amen. They are political enemies. Politicians. Praise God. This morning I don't have too much time. I'll be speaking to us. Sister Mercy, just look for a title for this message. I'll just move as I'm led. Hallelujah. I want to speak to us and to charge us about our personal responsibilities to the King. Every one of us has a responsibility to the King. We have an obligation. Sir? Okay. We have an obligation. And most of us don't appear to be taking it as serious as we ought to take it. Including me. Praise God. Because we have developed a system that makes us comfortable. Provided we are within that operation, it's cool. But I just know that the way God is going to award and reward, this aspect is very, very important that we cannot afford to overlook. Praise God. If the projector is still working. Okay, give me 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5. This was Paul's exhortation. Now, Timothy was a pastor. Amen. I don't know, I guess, historically speaking, he ended up becoming an apostle. But while he was pastoring the church in Ephesus, Paul wrote this letter to him. And one thing I know that as a pastor, it's very difficult for us to switch offices, to do things that we are not actually wired to do. Are you with me? Some people say, I don't have the grace. Pastor, you are the one that is grace for this. Pastor, I'm not a pastor. I can't do this. Do you know that all of us, in a way, all the fivefold ministries that God has given, you should have a path. There should be a path of that should manifest that thing, even though you are not fully called into it. Do you understand me? There are times when you just operate like an apostle. There will be an apostolic operation in your life or a prophetic operation. That does not make you an apostle. That's where many people make mistakes. Are you with me? Because the reason why God gave 5 gifts is that, for example, if I'm an apostle, I should release an apostolic grace on all of you. Are you with me? Then the prophet comes and releases the prophetic grace on all of you. Then comes the evangelist and releases the evangelistic grace. By the time they are all through, you'll be stronger than all of them individually. Do you understand the purpose? Now, it will be a foolish prophet not to sit under an apostle and also be blessed. That he can also become apostolic. And it will be a foolish apostle not to sit under a prophet and not receive that grace of a prophet. Am I making sense? And likewise, all the other gifts. But there is one that you will be very strong in. But you must learn how to draw from others too and be blessed. I've observed people, once they are a big man, they don't listen to anybody again. They can't sit down and listen. What are you going to say? They know where you are starting. They know where you are going to finish. So they go to bed. They just sleep. That's a very bad attitude. So, my time is going. That's not what I want to say. Paul now wrote, he said, But watch thou in all things. Endure afflictions. This is my emphasis. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry. Without doing the work of an evangelist, Timothy would not have been able to make full proof of his ministry, even though he was called as a pastor. Are you with me? So whatever it is you have been called to or you are equipped to do today, there is an aspect that you cannot afford to overlook, and that is doing the work. Now, he didn't say do the ministry. He said do the work of an evangelist. I have checked through the Bible, and it will surprise you to know that the only ministry that you cannot have a false ministry is the ministry of the apostle, the evangelist. I've never had a false evangelist. Praise God. Though Paul says some people preach Christ out of envy, but he didn't call them false evangelists. But you can be a false apostle, you can be a false prophet, you can be a false teacher, and you can be a false pastor. But you cannot be a false evangelist. You can't be. Amen. You can be false other things. Of course, you can be preaching to put money in your pocket. But that does not make you an evangelist. An evangelist is primarily who? A soul winner. So once you stop winning souls and you are winning money, you have stopped being an evangelist. So you can be a pastor and still be false. Do you understand that? But an evangelist, you can't be false. So he said, do the work of an evangelist. Many of us are not paying attention to this. It's sad to note, as I look at this whole life, you know, of course I was making fun. People said coronavirus is killing people. And I said, where did death stop killing people before? That is how corona is now using. It just added corona to the list of how it can kill many people. Death has always been killing. And unfortunately, it's the news people that make you think that corona is important. How many people have died of corona since corona started? How many people have they said that it has killed? Is it half a million? Malaria has killed more than that since March. Malaria. That thing you call malaria. What is it doing? That thing you say naira has killed many people. When you read obituary, died after brief, it was malaria. It's the number one killer. And it's the number one killer. That is Satan's best way of killing people. Not corona. Praise the Lord. And people are stepping into eternity without anybody intervening in their lives. Many people are stepping into it. And that's the tragedy of many proportions. Very, very tragic. And as I'm speaking, I'm thinking that I have to go and see one or two persons. I know that the upper of my town is sick. And I know that he will not recover this time. And I have to find a way of getting to him before he crosses over to eternity. Now, you may not understand how grievous these things. Now, you may say, well, people have talked to him and he didn't listen. But who knows whether you are the one God is depending upon to speak to him before he crosses over. Now, it will not be any more your fault if he now says, I don't want your Christ. It's no longer a blood issue. It's not on your neck. Now, we're talking about sins. There are certain sins that you commit that is unto death. There's one sin. He said, if I send it to a people and warn them that sword is coming and you don't warn them, say that sword will come and it will take them away. Ezekiel was right. It was Ezekiel. Say the sword will take them away. Say, but there are blood I will require from you. You know what that means? God will be charging you for murder. And that's grievous. Your job was speak to him. That was your job. One day, judgment is coming. And you just say, well, they don't know English. If you have a gospel that you cannot communicate in your native language, you have a problem. You have a gospel that an ordinary man cannot understand. Okada man cannot understand. Throw that gospel away. It's not gospel. You are preaching elitist teachings, philosophies. Okada man can't tell it simple. I think we need to go out and go and preach in Yoruba. It will help you. There's one man that preaches, that speaks in Yoruba, one Igbo man. Fluent Yoruba, with Oriki, with everything. He makes me ashamed. He condemns me. Praise God. Daniel 2, 12, verse 3. I'm just exhorting this morning. Daniel 12, verse 3. Look at what God said to Daniel. The angel spoke to Daniel and said, and they that be wise shall be what? Shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. Listen to me. Your eternity is not going to be something accidental. You invest into your eternity. God has given you a night time to make that investment. Don't be a stupid person that you don't make good of the time you have. Once you step over, you can't undo anything again. Your state is sealed for all of eternity. That's why whoever generated the gospel of purgatory will go to the other part of hell. Because that doctrine has damned souls. And it's still damning them to today. And every time you rise again and say, this is wrong, demons will raise opposition and say, no, how can it be? God is good. Even if I enter, Satan will go to hell. In Jesus' name. How can you think of such wicked thoughts and damn men's souls? And they used to make money, you know. So if you want your grandfather that has died and is, you know, just let us pray that they can move him from hell to purgatory, from purgatory to heaven. And people were giving just to make sure that, you know, their loved ones comes out. Those that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. What will make them wise? And they that turn many to what? To righteousness. What are you doing with your time on earth? Are you going to spend all your time with ambition? Now, I spoke about ambition last week, sure you remember. And I was talking about godly ambition. Now that does not mean that you cannot desire to be the governor of this state. It's a good desire, praise God. Paul said that those who desire the office of a bishop desire a good work. It's a good desire, but there are other more important things in this life. I want to be the most handsome man. I want to be Mr. Nigeria with big broad shoulders. It's okay, praise God. But there is something that is more important. But the day that turn many toward righteousness will shine as the stars forever and ever. You know what it is? Do you know the work of a star? You need to go back to Genesis chapter 1. Why did God give the stars and the moon and the sun? Said for do what? To control. Can we go there? Can you find that scripture? Genesis. Praise God. Time is going to be a challenge for me, but I'm going to stay. I will try my best. I'll stay with the time. So stars. Where is that? Chapter 1, I'll be chapter 1. Verse what? Let me pick it from. Yeah? Okay. Thank you very much. So let there be light in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night. And let there be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. Verse 15. And let them be for light in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. Verse 16. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. And he made the stars also, verse 17. And God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. Primarily what was their job was to rule. We are talking about government. Listen to me. When we cross into eternity, you might have asked yourself, what are we going to be doing? Some people say we'll just be singing. Sing. And sing. As if God is looking for a choir. No, you will not be singing. That will not be your job. Of course, it's going to be part of you. It will just come out of you. The singing will just bubble out. Hallelujah. But there's going to be some more serious stuff. You're going to be ruling. He said, he who overcomes will sit with me. You will rule. Praise God. And that is talking about what? Government. So you'll be like the stars that shine forever. You are going to be a star that shines. He is a bright morning star. And you are going to be the star, other stars. Praise God. Do you know that the sun is a star? You know the sun is a star. So can you imagine all those other stars around it shining? No. So we are talking about rulership. And what will give you that is soul winning. Hallelujah. Now, how will you yourself not be ashamed to appear before God and there's no soul to present to God? What are you going to tell God you did on earth? You spent 80 years, you spent 70 years, you spent 100 years, and there's nothing you're going to present to God? That's going to be very tough. Because I really can't understand what you and I will tell God that we're using our time doing. We tell him we're busy pursuing our own agendas. It won't cut. Praise the Lord. If we're going to do this work, then let's pay attention. Praise the Lord. Now, there's a brother called Andrew. You remember Brother Andrew? The brother of Simon Peter. You know Simon now. You know Brother Peter. The main Brother Peter. Go. Now, Brother Peter will never have known Jesus, based on the narrative we heard, until one person introduced him to Jesus. How much do you value this Jesus that you speak about every day? Pastor Bello was speaking to us, not last week or 2 weeks ago, that if he found something very good, maybe business or whatever, opportunity, he will make it known to all of us. Is that not what he told us? Well, that's great. But there's something that is much more greater. It's called salvation. Are you there? I thought you had found it. John chapter 1 verse 40. John 1:40. And one of the two which heard John speak. Now, what happened? Jesus was walking after his experience in Jordan the following day. And John was seated and he saw him walk in front of him. You know, maybe greeted and was just going down his own way. Maybe he was going to the mountain to be tempted. The Spirit of God took him. Maybe he was on his way there. I don't know. Or maybe he had come back. I think he must have come back. Because the Bible said they followed him home. And he said, behold the Lamb of God that take away the sins of the whole world. And I immediately made that statement. The Bible says, two of his disciples left John. They abandoned John's ministry and followed Jesus. And he said, one of the two which had John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. Verse 41. And what did he do first after that encounter? What did he go do? He findeth his own brother Simon and saith unto him, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. Verse 42. And he brought him to Jesus. How passionate are you about Jesus? We will know how passionate you are the way you respond to people in need. Simon was in need. Simon and his brother probably have been talking about the Messiah and the promises in the Old Testament. And when Andrew's brother found it, he went to bring his brother and brought him to Jesus. Who are you bringing to Jesus? What do you lead people to? What do you introduce them to? People were introduced me to MMM, different business ideas. It's okay. But listen to me. That will not take us beyond this life. You have to place value where value should be placed. People need to be introduced. You have the opportunity of introducing people to Jesus. The Bible says he went and brought his brother to Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you still with me, church? There was a man called Nathanael. Look, go down to verse 48 of that scripture. Now, this was Philip. Okay, go to verse 44. All right. That guy has gone. Now, Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and David. Probably Philip also got to know about Jesus. And Philip findeth Nathanael and saith unto him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip said unto him, come and see. May God bless Philip in Jesus' name. He said amen, amen. Do we pray for the dead? But God bless those who do that. Say, come and see. Do you meet people and they are very cynical? Do you persist? Even when the person you are speaking to and you are trying to introduce to Jesus is very cynical. I do you have that same power? And not give up. Today as I speak, I remember my own personal case. Mark Pye was having a crusade in Unilag that day, that weekend. And I knew that if I go for that program, I will be born again. And I didn't want to be born again. Because there were plenty of sin in front of me that I was believing God to commit that day. Praise God. You know that kind of thing. Have you been there before? I knew that if I attend that program, they will make an altar call. And I was not prepared for God yet. So my friends, the last day of the feast, my four friends came to the room and said, let us go for a crusade. I know if I follow them, and I said, I'm not going. After a while, we quarreled. I abused them. Get out of my room. Did I say I want to give your life? But that's rough. Two of them got angry, or three of them got angry. I said, leave him alone. We are trying to help you. You want to get out of the I'm going, John. They want to die here. Let him die here. But the one of them just sat there. I can't forget him, Jolomi. He smiled. He said, okay, you are angry. You are let us shall go. That was a soft answer. They were supposed to be angry and go. This guy did not go. He begged me, threatened me, did everything. But it's because of you. But I know that this is the day of reckoning. Oh boy, it gets me. And when I entered the hall, I remember there were three sections, one section like that. I was the second section of the next, and I stood there. Mabai preached a very powerful message. I don't remember. I was not listening. Because faith comes by what? I didn't want to listen. Because that it would start convincing me. So I didn't want to be convinced. All I was seeing is that my sin that I must go and do. I must commit to that sin. I must go. I just entered you in life. Now, is it not the time for us to enjoy? I've been hearing about babes. I've been hearing about all kinds of wickedness. I just want to do my own. Hallelujah. The first day I did Aluta, I won't forget that day. But I've been in Aluta in campus. I went to join Aluta. They now gave me soldier to go and arrest. I passed my... It was God to save me. And I saw they were driving towards the military, something in Kokade area. I said, the children, they can go. Just park here. Let me get down. I ran away. I did go for Aluta again. That was my last Aluta experience. I knew that Aluta is not good. Praise God. Because shortly after I left, that was funny. Shortly after I left, Mopo came, cleared everybody there, and took them to Kirikiri. It took Shagari to bail them out. That was where that desire died. You will see me riot again. Praise the Lord. Am I communicating? Mark, I just was about to close. He just stopped. So somebody is there. Now, he's standing there. I was there. So you are here. You are the second section of that place, and he began to give description of my life. And those who were standing, I said, Shey, you are the one. Leave me alone. Where people are fighting, leave me alone. Shall long story short, love prevailed. And I stepped out. I keep asking myself, if that friend did not persist, my story would not be what I'm sharing with you today. I don't know what would have happened. Maybe I would have joined history and entered History Channel. I don't know. People are at the point and the verge of making a life-altering decision. And you are there and you don't pay attention. You are not sensitive. Because they are rebellious, they are angry. You to say, go away. You have thrown away a soul without you realizing it. In spite of Nathanael's cynicism, she was very, that kind of nonchalant attitude. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Philip persisted. So just come and see. And until he prevailed, Nathanael reluctantly followed him. The rest, like we say, is history. Now, my time is... Do you remember... there's one story I want to take yours to. The story of Philip. I think is it the Philip the Deacon, who later became Philip the Evangelist. Acts of the Apostles. Chapter 8. If we pick the story from 26. I don't know whether you are familiar with the story. Some might not be, so let me read. Prophet Mia, I will take extra 5 minutes if you don't mind. And the angel of the Lord spoke unto Philip, saying, may you hear the voice of the Lord in the name of Jesus. The angel spoke to him. I don't know how many of us are properly connected or we are properly sensitive, that it will be easy for angels to speak to you. Do you know how often angels desire to speak to us, but we are not listening? That's also true with all of us. Do you know that maybe one day I will talk a lot, I will teach on angels. Angels are so more common in the New Testament than they were in the Old Testament. They mentioned a lot about angels. That's a ministry we have not paid attention to. A man of God from America was talking to an evangelist from a South American country. And that man was mightily used of God. And he, just being a young minister of God, was asking the older minister that, is there something that you can teach me or you can help me with? And the man said, there's something wrong with you American Christians. You say you go to do ministry and you don't ask for the help of angels. And I was like, what are you talking about? When we have the Holy Ghost. And that is a mistake we make. Everybody has his own rule. Praise God. Ken Vegas said it too. That I was talking with Jesus one day and the mighty angel stood behind a very big, massive thing called an angel. And like Jesus was speaking with him, that angel was restless. You know, when you are restless, you know that kind of... So I think at one point, it's not only you that does it. We also do it. When we have big man, we are talking to the big man. We don't talk to the small boys. I talk to the Lord of glory himself. So what is wrong with you, the angel, that you are raging there, close here? So he didn't even talk to say, Jesus, what's wrong with that guy behind you that is doing... So the angel said, God has sent it to you many years, many times ago, that you did, but you were not listening to him. Said, but I have you here. Jesus said, no, I won't be the one to deliver the message. You have to listen to him. So reluctantly, he said, can the message tell him? What's your problem? I said, God said, I want to move you to another level of ministry. Jesus didn't tell him. And if he had missed that angelic visit, he would have stayed where he was for the rest of his life. Do you remember the book of Revelation? It said the revelation that God gave Jesus of himself, which he handed over to the angel that showed it to his servant. Jesus did not come and bring it to him. All the people you saw, all those transactions you saw in the book of Revelation, they were angelic encounters. There's no Jesus. Except the one who turned and said, I saw him. That was Jesus. But beyond that, everything talking to him, everybody talking to him was, they were hell angels. So just as I said, I can't listen to you. I'm listening to Holy Ghost. But today is not for angels. I'm not talking about angels. The Bible says the angels said to him, you have gone there. Thank you. You love revelation. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise. And I'm saying to you today, arise. Go towards the south, unto the way that went down to Jerusalem, unto Gaza, which is desert. Miracles happen in the desert places. And he arose, obedience, and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia at that time, an eunuch of great authority under Kadesh, queen of Ethiopians, who had the charge of all our treasure, had come to Jerusalem for to worship. This was the fulfillment of the prayer of Solomon. He said, in this house I have built, if people from other nations hear and they come to pray, say, Lord of heaven, hear the prayer. Praise the Lord. And people were coming. And they were getting, testimonies. That's why people go back to that wailing wall in Jerusalem. Because of the prayers that Solomon had prayed, it's still effective. Do you know, it's not interesting. When God is transiting, Jesus was around, and an angel came to the water of Bethesda, to ruffle the waters so that whoever jumped into it was healed. But greater than the angel arrived, I healed that man. I don't know whether after that Jesus healed that man, that operation continued. I don't know. But we're not sure if it continued or not. But I believe that after Jesus rose from the dead, those operations ended. Hallelujah. And the Spirit said to Philip, go near, join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him. While he was running towards him, he heard him reading the prophet Isaiah and said, understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, how can I? There are people who do not understand the gospel. They don't understand. There are things they are battling with. There are questions running through their minds. And they have need of an interpreter. You are that interpreter. But the problem I have with you, can you preach Jesus from any place of the Bible? Supposing you meet somebody and he's reading the book of Songs of Solomon, can you pick Jesus from the book of Solomon and preach salvation to him? Have you developed the skills that is necessary for such encounters? Or will you say, I don't know, it's my pastor, he's always confusing us. Every time we come to church, just confuse us. You are a terrible worker. Heaven has made a mistake investing in you. That must not be your story in Jesus' name. You should be able to, from anywhere in the scriptures, be able to preach Christ from there. So the person says, look, I don't even know what is in the book of Revelation. Can you preach Jesus from the book of Revelation? So where Paul said that, he was speaking to Timothy, says a workman that needed not to be ashamed. Rightly doing what? Dividing the word of truth. You must be skillful in your art. You must be skillful in your profession. You must understand how to go about it. Because listen, primarily, everything, let us put it down, you are a soul winner and a discipler. Basically, that's what all of us are. If you cannot do that, then you are still a babe. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that Philip sat with him. Next verse. And the place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. 33. And in his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life was taken from the earth. And 34. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this? Of himself or of some other man? And the Bible says, then Philip opened his mouth. Your mouth will open in the name of Jesus. No longer will you shut your mouth. Many of you are too careful not to open your mouth. Many of you are too... You are too, what is the word here? You're too proud. You're proud. Suppose I open my mouth and the guy says, I should shut up. Amy. Who are you? Who really are you? Somebody went to die on the cross for you. You can't open your mouth. But now you're open mouth. That mouth, small mouth you have, you can't open it. Don't you think you have issues? It occurred to me when I was reading this, you know, after watching the Passions of Christ. The Passion of Christ. Is it Passion of Christ? Passions. I think it's Passion. They buried Jesus Christ. I saw the way they nailed him and they buried him. And it occurred to me that was not how it actually happened. It occurred to me that Jesus had no dress on when they crucified him. Now that's a different ballgame entirely. The best way to deal with a thief is to strip him naked. If you don't kill him. Now after he has run away, he won't come back again. Is that not so? Is that not so? But when Jesus Christ rose, he came back to Jerusalem and showed himself to over 500 people. So if he bore the shame, back to the contradiction of sinners, then what is your problem that you can't open your mouth and speak to somebody about Jesus, that he or she needs to receive him as a personal Savior and Lord? And people said, and Philip opened his mouth and began at that same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. Christianity came to Africa before it got to Europe. People don't know history. Christianity came to Africa before it got to Europe. That Ethiopia Enoch, the whole of Ethiopia became Christians. That was the power of influence. That was strategic. You don't know who is important and who is not important. Who knew that Paul would become such a mighty apostle? If Ananias had not agreed to go and minister to him, who? That's a story for another day. Praise God. But what am I trying to say today is that you should not be ashamed to join yourself to the chariots. People are leaving. That man, Ethiopian, was leaving Jerusalem. He probably would never have returned to Jerusalem again for the rest of his life. And probably would never have understood that scripture if there was no encounter with Philip. You're a miracle going somewhere to happen. Stop carrying into your mind that mentality that somebody was blessed today. Let that mentality stop in your head in the name of Jesus. Have mentality that you are the one going to bless people. For it's more blessed to give. You see what the Pentecostal people have done to us, Pastor? And when you're in, Pentecostal people. They've turned the scriptures upside down. And people have bought into it. We are not the people bless. We are the people that bless people. That makes you the person that has the excess. You are the one giving. Because he who gives is the one who has plenty. You are the greater. For the greater blesses the lesser. Do you want to remain the lesser? Please ask your neighbor, do you want to remain the lesser? You want to remain the lesser? Bro John, you want to be the lesser? You want to be the greater? Then you'll be the one blessing. Are you getting me? I want to be the greater. I be the one blessing people. I want to have joy in just being a blesser. Is there a word like that? It's a word. A spiritual word. Hallelujah. Can we bow our heads to pray? Time is the only commodity that we have. How are you going to use it? I want to pray for yourself. You have not been opening your mouth. You have not been sensitive to the promptings of the Spirit. You have not been aware that whatever it is you do here is an investment for eternity. There are decisions you must make and ask the Lord to back you up with. That you're going to make changes. You're going to alter the way you relate with people. I want to pray and ask the Lord to intervene. Help me, Lord, because I need help. Sensitivity to the promptings of the Spirit. Sensitivity to the needs of people, especially salvation. sensitivity to the things that they really, really need. It is not business deals they need. It's not breakthrough they need. Many need Jesus. What do you have? It's what you have you will give. Peter and John at the beautiful gate said, silver and gold have I not, but what such as I have I will give you. That is what we have. It's not money that humanity needs. They need Jesus. And you have it. I make up my mind I will not hurt. I make up my mind I will not keep. The Bible says, he who wants grains, the people will curse. How much more he who wants salvation? What will the people do? We can't continue to be quiet. It doesn't matter. I have no reputation. Lord, I'm giving up my reputation. Help me to give up my reputation. Help me, Lord. I need to adjust my lifestyle. I need to adjust my thinking. Help me. I just need help. What I have, I must give. Jesus is the greatest thing, possession a man can have. Is that jewel of the kingdom? Is that jewel? That precious pearl that a man finds and sells everything to get. That is him. Lord, help our evaluation. Help us to understand that which is more important about life. Help us, O God. Some of us have not dedicated our lives. Dedicate your life to Jesus. If you are making a decision and saying, Lord, I will start speaking. You want to start speaking. You have had the problem of speaking. You have not just been able to get around to it, but you want help. You want God to help. You just raise up your hand. I want to pray with you. It's not a call to salvation. You are born again, but you have been having problems talking to people, talking to friends, talking to people who are sinners. You have that challenge. Raise up your hand. Grace is coming your way. Thank you, Jesus, for that hand. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. Father, Lord, I commit your children to your hands. I pray for grace for them. I pray for anointing. I pray for ability. I pray for strength. That from this day their mouths will open and utterance will be given to them. They will begin to see the supernatural power of God flow in their lives. As they speak, you will confirm the words, O God. As they speak, O God, people will yield. As they speak, people will respond positively in the name of Jesus. I rebuke the fear that has been in your heart. I rebuke the intimidation. I rebuke that simplistic attitude. I remove them. And I put in you the attitude of a warrior in the name of Jesus. You'll be a powerful warrior for the kingdom. Father, I thank you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. God bless you.
We believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299. Or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.